USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A U.S. Navy aircraft crashed overnight in the waters off Virginia. Two people had been rescued while a third died. Lieutenant Commander Rob Myers, a PIO with the Naval Air Force, said the plane was doing a routine exercise when it went down. He confirmed that it was a U.S. Navy E-2D. The dual-propeller plane has a large radar disc on top. The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is going to get worse. The Biden administration is planning to end a pandemic-era emergency rule known as Title 42 in late May. The rule allowed U.S. immigration authorities to quickly expel immigrants before reaching our soil. Democrat Senator Mark Kelly on Fox 10 in Phoenix, Arizona, yesterday.
I want to make sure that Arizona, that we do not pay a price for the failure in Washington, D.C. So I'm going to keep holding the administration accountable for this.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
As Russia fails to hold up their word of less escalation around the capital of Ukraine, the Kremlin continues to heavily bombard the region. As far as America's response to Russia's invasion, some say we have reacted entirely too slow.
Some members of Congress feel the Biden administration has been too slow in responding to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. At a House Armed Services Committee hearing on national security challenges facing Europe, ranking Republican member from Alabama, Mike Rogers, stresses that timing is crucial in the fight against Russia.
We should have started back in Thanksgiving with visible, aggressive deliveries of lethal aid to Ukraine. Instead, the White House wasted months. The first presidential drawdown package didn't start flowing to Ukraine until January of this year.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Today is March 31st, and a reminder, it is World Backup Day. Be sure to back up the data on your computers. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
The world is now getting more details about the Biden family receiving tens of millions of dollars from communist China. Details on what kind of job could warrant such payments has Americans wondering. President Trump reached out to the Kremlin to release what they know about the nefarious activities behind the scenes. The White House responds to President Trump calling on President Putin to release information about Hunter Biden.
What kind of American, let alone an ex-president, thinks that this is the right time to enter into a scheme with Vladimir Putin and brag about his connections to Vladimir Putin? There is only one, and it's Donald Trump.
Biden's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, just before the 2020 general election.
I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden. I have also heard that Vice President Biden said on Tuesday that Senator Ron Johnson, the chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, should be ashamed for suggesting that Biden family sought to profit from their name. Well, here are the facts I know, and everything I'm saying is corroborated by emails, WhatsApp chats, agreements, documents, and other evidence. And the American people can judge for themselves. I brought, I guess, for record, 3 phones that spanned the years 2015 through 2018. These phones have never been held by anybody else besides myself. I was told this past Sunday by somebody who was also involved in this matter that if I went public this information, it would bury all of us, man, the Bidens included.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.